Week 2 Locker Room Chats here on 92.1 KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network, here with head coach Brad Broshman of the Lady Axel Eagles. I'm Crittenden Prophet here with you this Locker Room Chats on week number 2. This Axel Locker Room Chat is brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, St. Bank of Bern Axel Branch, and B&D Buildings. Well, the Axel Eagles off here on the season to a 1-1 start. A win over Johnson Brock 46-25 last Friday, and then a loss of just 41-37 against Valley Heights on Tuesday. Coach, what can you tell me about both these games here on the early start of your season?
Johnson Brock, we played pretty good second half. Didn't start off all that great. Last night was a battle. You know, it came down to the end and we just didn't execute.
And you looked at that, you know, at that game against Valley Heights, it finished 15-12 at the half. Of course, you were ahead. You're looking at your free throws, you went 11 of 12 in the first half. I mean, your team was very aggressive getting up to the free throw line and dribbling and driving. So, you know, as the season kind of goes on, you expect that aggressiveness to kind of continue there, especially when it's kind of hard to, well, buy a bucket.
Absolutely. I mean, that's what we've been, you know, we've been stressing since day one is we're going to rebound the ball and we're going to take it right at teams, you know, and that's the way we're going to play. And like last night, you know, the shots just weren't falling from the outside and, you know, and we missed so many 2-foot shots that, you know, it's just the way it goes sometimes.
And real quick, talking about some of your top players from that performance there against Valley Heights. I mean, Caitlin Detweiler finished with a double-double, 10 points, 10 rebounds. I mean, just your leading point guard as a sophomore this season at 5'5", but just being able to be so physical offensively and defensively, I mean, getting a player like her to play at the high of a level she is out on the court, I mean, what do you expect from her as this kind of season goes on with your team?
I'm expecting big things. I mean, she's taking a big step, you know. Start the game, we had to take care of the ball pressure, you know, full court, man-to-man. She handled it so well. You know, I dropped him into a zone we kind of struggled with. But, you know, she's a competitor. You know, she's going to get better and better. She's going to start making better reads. You know, she's just going to be, by the end of the year, she's going to be one of the top point guards in the league.
And you look here at the upcoming schedule for your team. You have Cornerstone on Friday this week. Cornerstone here this Friday, and then you'll have Lynn coming up as well in the TVL. So, again, you know, it's Cornerstone on Tuesday, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And you look ahead here at your upcoming schedule on this season. Of course, Cornerstone next Tuesday. We'll talk about that in the next Locker Room Chat, but the recap of that one. But upcoming here, Cornerstone, what can you tell me about this team, and how are you expecting your team to bounce back after loss against Valley Heights?
You know, I don't know a lot about Cornerstone, but I expect us to bounce back and play hard and, you know, go out and get the win.
And real quick, talking about some of your players here from last night, Maggie Stroppin, Natalie Stroppin, just a really good pair of forward players, but you kind of mentioned their rough shooting from the short corners and those short two-point shots. I mean, kind of going on here in the season, you kind of expect that rust to get shaken off and some of your All-State players to get back to that caliber that they were playing at last season.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, both those Stroppin girls, they, you know, it's early. They just got to get better. They got to be more aggressive. They got to, you know, attack the rim when they're shooting, you know, get away from that fadeaway, you know, just take it right at people like we were last year, you know. And I think with time, it's all going to come back and we'll be in good shape.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always. Week number 2 here of Locker Room Chats. Of course, Cornerstone next Tuesday, and good luck on the matchup.
Appreciate it, sir.
That was head coach Brad Broshman of the Lady Axel Eagles here on the MSU Sports Radio Network. Again, Cornerstone next Tuesday here for the Axel Eagles.